This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you! Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and myself, Tess, here on Joy 94.9. Macca, what a morning it's been.
It has. Hyung,
what are your reflections?
Look, I live in the seat of Wills, which is a relatively safe Labor seat.
If you had to vote, would you find it challenging so far?
In Kooyong, no, the choice is clear to me. But voting is private and secret. But the choice for me, if I lived in Kooyong, is very clear.
What are your reflections on the three candidates that we interviewed, Macca?
There is no substitute for speaking to the candidates, even better in person.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just like the forum the other night, democracy is too important to relegate it into the hands of media organisations that are completely and totally biased. Sure, Tass and I have opinions. We try hard to keep them parked sometimes. People will make an assessment whether we have or we haven't. But you know what? We ask these questions because you, the listener, you have a vote, and we hope it helps you.
And it makes such a difference, Macca, to be able to see the candidates and,
yes,
and have that level of engagement with them. I know Paul agrees, and I think the interviews with our peers and Peter, Piers Mitchum and Peter Lynch, were just a bit easier in that sense.
Because they're in person, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think the three interviews were very strong, Macca.
Yeah, and we have the same questions. We move it around a little bit. We try and give everyone the same time. We try and keep to the rules. We're working hard at it, so trust us, we're very conscious of that.
Now, Macca, we've had a number of bits of feedback from listeners, including the gorgeous Mel. Look, it is a bit difficult for us to engage with the questions that we're getting this morning because
we're busy.
We've got such a strict timetable and we want to be as fair and as disciplined as we possibly can.
That's right.
So, Mel, as much as I'd love to debate your topic, unfortunately we won't be doing that today.
Yeah. Now, our next guest isn't a candidate. Well, not yet. He will be in November.
No, we're going off course for a few minutes.
We're going off course for a few minutes. Martin Foley is the Minister for Equality, Minister for Health, member for the seat of Albert Park, and
Minister for Equality.
Minister for Equality, Minister for Health.
Minister for Health and Minister for Ambulance Services. But we're here to talk about
money.
A almost $15 million package that was announced last Tuesday in the state budget. So $15 million is actually not to be sneezed at. What's it about? What's it going to buy?
Oh, well, that's the allocation for the equality portfolio's new activities in the forthcoming financial year. And it builds on the substantial funding that is now being embedded in all of the big budgetary portfolios, health, education, justice, even business, that all now, as a part of our Pride in Our Future whole of government strategy, is dedicated to making sure that the issues of LGBTIQ plus Victorians are at the heart of everything government does. So there's one thing I just want to give a particular shout out in this package that I'm particularly proud about, and that's the $3.2 million that we will put towards funding a queer space dedicated to particularly young people in the Barwon, Surf Coast and that part of the western part of Victoria, in response to a long-running campaign that community had been running there about wanting to have, not dissimilar to the thesis of where we are now at the Pride Centre, but focusing on a safe, accessible place that young people can bring together support services, physical emotional, health and others. And,
so is that a capital grant? Is it to build facilities?
Yes, it is. And,
wow.
And it will work with the likes of Barwon Health, the local LGBTIQ plus groups in that community and community health providers to bring together a range of services. I want to particularly thank the young trans group down there who have been under some pretty nasty pressure sustain that campaign down there. And that's given me a great
I didn't realise that. That little announcement's gone almost completely under the radar. It needs to be celebrated. If you are building three new places for people to go and...
One place, 3.2 million.
I got it. I apologise. One place, not three. Okay, well, you're creating a bit of a competition here, though.
We want to see what local government and health services can bring to that. If it's bigger and better than that, then fantastic.
Can I just ask, Martin, West Wimmera Shire...
Yes.
The and I'll say this, the knuckle-dragging old fart, who's the mayor...
You can't say that.
I just did. And refused to fly the rainbow flag. Also was not keen on acknowledgement of country. The West Wimmera Shire, there's an unscheduled council meeting to address the policy that the mayor has imposed on flags. So the local councillors have gone, you know what? We don't agree. We need to have a proper formal meeting to discuss this. And that's because the local community stood up and said, hey, we don't agree with this. That's really encouraging, isn't it?
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
Look, the West Wimmera Council and that part of the Wimmera is changing. And when you see, in response to the ill-advised position that the council took some weeks ago, essentially a grassroots coming together of... LGBTIQ plus community itself in that part of the state and their allies, the selling of flags went through the roof in that part of the community.
In fact, one of the adjoining councils
fantastic
had a number of queer events with an ex-guest on this program.
Indeed. Hindmarshire.
Nevo Zizan.
Yeah.
So does this encourage you, Martin, you know, to know that people out there, I mean, we know they do, but it's very encouraging, isn't it?
It is, and it's encouraging to those communities. Like, you know, in a relative sense, we're pretty privileged here in the heart of Australia's first and fantastic Pride Centre, but it's a long way to the West Wimmera. And the further you go, the tougher it is. Yesterday I met with the Mallee Pride group in Mildura. It's pretty hard going up there in lots and lots of ways. Yet things like this lift their spirit. Things like this lift their view that you have to be visible. And that's why, as part of that 14.7 million, I was really pleased to see a $6.8 million continuing of the events and community building program. And I'm really, I don't want to steal the commissioners for LGBTIQ. Community.
Go on.
But you can.
But no, we'll leave to him because there's some fantastic work being done around how we build visibility and support and mentorship and leadership in those far-flung communities. And that's an important part of this budget, and it's even more importantly a part of the Pride in Our Future whole of government strategy.
I've been very fortunate, Martin, to have been appointed to the Hepburn Shire LGBTIQ Advisory Committee, and it's been such an honour to be part of that group. I can't speak on behalf of the Shire, but I'm sure the committee won't be uncomfortable in me in saying this, but will you come and visit us sometime in the Shire?
Of course I will. the home of Chill Out, Australia's largest LGBTIQ plus regional event, that's a fantastic, lovely, supportive community and local government. And I've got to support the Rainbow Local Government Alliance and the work that they've been doing.
Yes.
They've come together to actually work with West Wimmera and work with some of those other councils to say, listen, this is the impact of what you are doing.
Yes.
Visibility is a key part of the plank of making sure that the injustices and inequities that LGBTIQ plus communities continue to be weighed down by will be overcome. And raising the rainbow flag is symbolic, yes, but symbols are important.
And Hepburn Show have actually come out to support some of that advocacy work as well. And what Hepburn Show are keen to do, and if I'm going to be part of this, is to move it from being an event but to embedding Pride right across the entire Shire and all of its activities. Just one final question for me, if we've got a bit more time. Part of this package also includes supporting the legal service.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about this.
Because you know there's some space reserved in this building.
Yes, there is. There is. I'm aware of that. But it didn't exist, Macca.
Does now. Will now.
So the community's leadership and calling for a dedicated LGBTIQ plus legal service has been long-standing, and we've been working through the Department of Justice again as part of making sure that every portfolio and every department puts issues of importance to community into their actions for the future. Through St Kilda Community Legal Centre and a number of other LGBTIQ plus groups, there's been some seed funding and some work going on for some time. But I'm very pleased that we now have got $1.6 million embedded into the budget into the future, specifically for that legal service to be located here in the Pride Centre, because, of course, there are specific legal issues that the LGBTIQ plus community needs focus on, not just as part of advocacy, not just part of access to services, but part of making sure that our legal system and services operate in the interests of all Victorians, including LGBTIQ plus.
And these announcements are in the budget. They're not promises. No. They are in the budget. Is that correct?
Yes. So you recall the last time I was lucky enough to be on your show, we were kicking off the Pride in Our Future whole of government strategy.
Yes.
And there was at that time $6.5 million in some initial programs. This is the next down payment in embedding into what Victorian government does in all of its aspects, the visibility, the equal rights, and the safe and strong presence of LGBTIQ plus people.
It looks to me like the other feature of this funding is that it's not a project, but it's right across government. Is that correct?
It is correct. And
why have you done it that way?
Well, that's the whole progress of what the Pride in Our Future strategy is about. We spent the first part of governments from about 2015 to 2020 and, you know, the awful impact of pandemic, about making sure that we had specific programs. We're still continuing them, but now the goal is, through Pride in Our Future, making sure we build in diversity, visibility, community and driving change, not just through an LGBTIQ plus lens, that's important, that's critical, but through it being owned by every part of government.
Martin, thank you for this funding for our community. Thank you for putting it across whole of government. I know that's been a big piece of work that's gone on for a long time to do that. Thanks, Tim. We should thank Tim Pellis too, because he's pretty hard to part from the money, isn't he?
He is. but the journey's not finished by a long shot. And I want to thank particularly our whole of government leadership group. They're doing an outstanding job, and there's so much more to do.
There is.
We look forward to learning more about that as we move forward. Macca, that was Martin Folley, the member for Albert Park, the Minister for Equality and numerous other portfolios, talking about the budget.
Yes.
The 2023 budget.
As Neville Rand said, follow the money.
Well, Macca, that was a busy 2 hours.
It was, and we're doing it again next week for the seat of Wills and McNamara. We'll follow pretty much the same thing. You know, it's important.
You mean format.
Format, thing, listener, thing, all that. The listener gets to hear what the can. You know, we ask the questions. The listeners, they get one vote, just like I do. They get to hear the answers to the questions and make their own assessment. Now, judging by the feedback we've got here, people were listening, and what was said today is going to influence their decision. I'm grateful for that, because that is the whole purpose of it, Tass.
Thanks, Macca. Macca, big thank you to all of our guests for coming in today. Yes. Those who came in, those who called in. A big thank you to Fiona for organising us. Fiona,
yep,
couldn't do it without you.
Yep.
Paul for pressing the buttons. And, of course, the rest of our team who are behind the scenes.
Podcasters.
Podcasting, opening the front door, answering the phones, reading the news, doing all that sort of stuff. More importantly, a big thank you to you, our listeners.
Yes.
And Macca, thank you.
Thank you. Listen next week. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.